You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are ready to lift off for another season. Thanks for being a part of the program today. We've got a couple of football games later on, and we'll help preview both of the SEC games tonight. One in Utah, one in Missouri. Much else to do today. Let's get started right now. Your phone calls around the corner. Georgia is the legitimate favorite. Stop me if you're shocked. According to Vegas, Georgia ends the Bama-Clemson run as a preseason favorite. Look at this. This is in the CFP era. It began in 14 when Florida State was a favorite and Ohio State won. In 15, Ohio State was the favorite and Bama won. And Bama and Clemson have pretty much gone back and forth ever since. Kirby Smart on a three-peat.
What the previous two teams did has no bearing on this team. Has no bearing. Our focus is UT Martin and really us. And that's going to be true whoever we play. Is we have to remain focused on us, and we have to, like I said, set a standard of the way this team's going to practice in a game week. And that's kind of like being where your feet are, because you don't inherit practice habits. You don't inherit standards. You set them, and they change year to year, and you got to kind of acknowledge them. So that's where our focus is. And I know it's so hard for people to believe that we're not talking about the other, but we got a lot of work to be done before we start talking about that.
So tonight on ESPN, you have the big game, one of the most anticipated games of the first week. The Gators take on Utah without Cam Rising. Utah a slight favorite, and I mean a slight favorite at home. Meanwhile, on the SEC Network, San Diego, South Dakota or somebody is taking on Missouri. The Utes say they're better prepared this year to beat the Gators. Remember last year, Gators pulled that shocking upset in Gainesville. Let's head out to Salt Lake right now. Brandon Marcello covering the game, and always great to catch up with Brandon. Brandon, thank you. So give us a scene setter and the absolute latest on Cam Rising, which most people do not expect to play.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. It's going to be warm, but as they say, it's dry heat. And, Cam Rising, not expected to play tonight. It's going to be Bryson Barnes there starting at quarterback. What will be interesting, Paul, is how much they play their third-string quarterback, freshman Nate Johnson, who I'm told is an absolute blazer on the field, and they've got a package ready for him to put out there on the field, and I just wonder how many plays he'll actually get. Would not be surprised. In fact, I'll just predict it right now. I bet Nate Johnson for Utah has one big play in this game, breaks off a big run of some sort. So some extra things there that Florida needs to be ready to prepare.
So, Brandon, that's a big loss, but tell us a little bit more about the Utes, because I know their defense is good. The offensive line is supposed to be very stout. What do you know about them?
Well, they're going to run the ball. That's always what they do under Kyle Whittingham. You know, what's also going to be interesting to see is what they do at tight end with Brent Kuth, expected to miss this game as well with injury, a multi-time all-conference selection. They're going to run the ball. Florida's got to stop that run, put the pressure on Bryson Barnes to deliver in the passing game. And then also defensively, this might actually be the best defense on paper that Utah has put together under Kyle Whittingham, which is saying something. And Florida is really going to have to protect Graham Mertz in the pocket tonight if they're going to have a chance to win this game. Graham Mertz is going to have to make some plays through the air against what's going to really be a very challenging Utah defense that, again, internally at Utah, they feel like could be the best defense they've had.
Brandon, I realize you're a sports analyst and not a Vegas wise guy, but why is this line so narrow? Why 4 points, 4.5 points?
Well, it started off, I think, around 7.5, 7, and it started dropping as rumors are coming out about Cam Rising and whether he's going to play or not. And it became more solidified here in the last day or so, and so that number shrank to 4, 4.5, depending on where you look. You know, to me, obviously I'm not a betting guy, but to me, if you're betting on this game, you got to ask yourself, is Cam Rising worth a touchdown, or is he only worth a field goal? Is that what he's worth to Utah? If he's worth a touchdown to you, you probably don't need to be leaning toward Florida. If he's worth only a field goal to you, then you probably ought to be leaning over to Utah.
Very, very interesting. Brandon Marceau, so what do you think is going to happen tonight, Brandon?
I have no idea.
First honest man I've talked to in a while.
Yeah, listen, I know you don't want to hear that, but here, listen, the team that rushes for the most yardage wins this game tonight. I'll predict that. And I think Florida's got the better backfield with Montrell Johnson and Trevor Etienne. They combined for, what, nearly 1,600 yards last season. If they can run the ball effectively and get close to 200 yards combined as an entire team against this Utah team, Florida wins. If Utah's rushing for nearly 200 yards, Utah's going to win this game. So keep that in mind, about the 200-yard mark on the ground. I think that's going to be the difference in this game.
Brandon, a couple other things are going on. And one story just breaking, I know that we've been talking about this for some time, is this ACC vote. It was supposed to happen Monday because of the tragedy in Chapel Hill. It was put off. It's being reported now that the ACC presidents have rescheduled their call for Friday morning. That might indicate to some, I don't know about to you, that maybe the votes are there. Why else would you schedule a vote when you can probably canvass the presidents individually and know if anybody has moved? What is your take on this?
Well, you know, they were going to reschedule it at some point. They wanted to get it done before Wednesday and potentially take a vote. My understanding is that they might not vote. They haven't really decided yet where they're going to vote. Now, my feeling is that they will end up voting Friday. Whenever they do meet in the morning. I'm still trying to get more information on that, but they're trying to get some things together there. But, I wouldn't be surprised if a Florida State or a Clemson decide to abstain from voting, just completely just saying, we're going to step out of the room, you guys do what you want to do. But we want what's best for you guys and the ACC, so do what you want to do. I think at some point here, on tomorrow, we're going to get word on whether they're going to expand.
Before you go, you spent some time recently with Shane Beamer, who plays in one of the premier games of this weekend against North Carolina on Saturday night. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was great. You know, thanks to South Carolina for opening the door. I've spent 12 hours there, but I got a lot of content and being able to check out practice. You know, listen, Shane Beamer's a guy who's just very even keel. I saw him deal with some very heated discussions and just in the meeting rooms and all of that. And he's just very calm and a very calm presence. He goes into these meetings very well prepared, things that they've been discussing for a week or so. And he's almost like a president of the country. He walks in there and they're discussing something. He goes, I think we should go through the boundary site on this play. And then that's the end of the discussion. And he knows absolutely everybody in that building from the janitor all the way up to Spencer Rattler, and talks to every single person he walks by. I'm going to tell you what, man, I don't know how he's got the time in the day. Like, anybody who wants to talk to him, he makes time for them. And I don't see that from head coaches very often. And he's the real genuine article. I think he just likes being able to learn about people. And that was my big takeaway there. Also, that offense could be very explosive this year. I mean, I'm going to tell you what, they are very high on Spencer Rattler this year, absolutely deadly in practices. And I can't wait to see what they do against North Carolina, against the North Carolina defense, as we've seen in the past, that just has not done very well, especially in the secondary.
Brandon Marceau, alive in Salt Lake City as the college football season gets going in just a couple of hours. We'll take a short break. Your phone calls are welcome here at 855-242-7285. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Well, the CFP met yesterday. What did they learn? What did all of us learn? Not very much. Ross Dellinger saying that the commissioners do not feel the expanded playoff has to be broadcast by multiple TV partners. Bill Hancock says Kevin Warren and Kliachoff were previously pushing that, so if they're pushing it, most people would be against it. Chris Vanini joins us a little bit later on. Griff, in the final hour, we'll spend some time out in Columbia getting ready for tonight's big game. The commissioner will join us, so we'll drink. John starts it off in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon. I have some quick predictions, but we're now into day 4 of Tuscaloosa Tasmanian Devil apology. Any word?
None.
Okay. And before I get the prediction, speaking of his BFF, I thought Iman's I'm going to give Iman a redo on the phone call. I thought it was both painful and awkward yesterday. And, you know, I know he's going through a bromance breakup, but it was awkward the way he defended Jim, and it was quite painful when he took the cheap shots at Legend and in your appearance. And then he quickly wore Eagles out of there before you can wish him the day he and his BFF deserve. Feel that way?
John, I'm afraid really to say anything else because he is so thin-skinned about everything.
Thin-skinned.
I don't want to set him off on another tangent.
He'll be back. Hey, predictions. Florida State over LSU. I like LSU, but Florida returns a more complete team, and I just think they're going to barely get by LSU. As far as Utah and Florida, both games I'm looking forward to, Florida versus Utah. Definitely Utah. I agree with your first guess. They have a better defense, that is Utah. They have a better run game, and quite frankly, they're tougher, and they have a much better coach. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I disagree on LSU, but I'm really fascinated tonight. I think this game's reasonable. It's reasonable to expect Florida to be in the game late, but I think ultimately what Brandon Marcello said, the defense and some of the components, especially maybe that offensive line and that third string quarterback, may be a difference. Daryl is up next. Good afternoon.
Come on, Paul.
Hey there, Daryl.
So tell me, I hear that the great Paul Feinbaum has referred to Nick Saban as being a bully. Is that right?
That's correct. Well, I didn't
care. Okay,
well, I said he was bullying the media. I don't know if I called. Yeah, who knows what I called him.
I don't have a problem with anyone from the media calling somebody a bully like that, as long as they would do it also if they were face-to-face. So you know what my next question is? Would you do it if you were face-to-face or Saban was across from you?
I sure would.
Huh?
Yes, I would.
Hey, then I want to see it. Because you are right to a certain degree.
I still think I'm the only person, at least in the last 10 years, who has challenged Nick Saban on anything. It was on live television. So I don't know what else I need to prove after what happened a couple of years ago.
Paul, if there's anybody in the media that has the ability to put Nick Saban in his place, it's you. You have nothing to lose by doing it, and you can do it.
Well, I'm not looking to do anything. But
if you put on the Paul Feinbaum, go on Paul Feinbaum,
I've asked Saban questions before, and I don't think it's that big of a deal to ask him, you know, why he does what he does. And I think people misunderstand what I'm asking. It's not so much that, you know, he can do whatever he wants with his team. It's just the way he talks down to the media. I don't think he respects the media, which may be part of the problem. But you don't have to show that. I mean, the mark of a great leader and a great person is to camouflage your true feelings. His true feelings come out every time he walks in that media room.
Well, you know what, Paul? I mean, I personally, I don't see him being much of a bully. I mean, he didn't look like a bully last time we played him. They didn't have fourth quarter and we just mowed him over. If anybody looked like a bully, it was us. Hey, let me ask you this. I know that Georgia's taking some slack on the schedule, right? Nobody was saying anything when we were opening up against Clemson, Oregon, Notre Dame. Nobody was saying a word then. But let's get, you know, a little slack on the schedule. We catch hell for it. But here's the deal, Paul. I heard you say also, and I've heard some people say, well, having a schedule that week or that soft could hurt you because in a big game. And this is why I disagree with that. Because during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that team goes up. Carson Beck's going to go up against a defense that's going to be just as good as any defense he faces all year long, if not better, regardless of who it is. There's a reason in Athens they call Tuesday Bloody Tuesday at practice, because they put the pads on all week long and they hit. That's Kirby's way of doing it. It makes the Saturday game so much easier. So I would say, you know, Georgia goes up against Georgia 4 days out of the week.
Hey, Darryl, answer me one thing on Bloody Tuesday. How many times is Carson Beck being hit?
Paul, we're back-to-back defending national champions.
Darryl, I'm just asking you a question which completely shoots down. It's not about the physicality of a practice. It's about what a quarterback experiences. And you and I both know he's not getting bloody on Tuesday. Thanks for the call. Let's check in with John in Florida. Hello, John. Go right ahead.
Paul, I'm sure you've been expecting my call. I don't get to watch the show as much as I used to, so I'm not too familiar with this apology that's owed to you from Jim, but I do know someone that does owe you an apology, and that's me. So I don't know if you remember, I called Monday and complained about being on the phone for too long, and that was definitely wrong of me, and I handled it wrong. And I don't think it's a sin to get upset about things, but how we handle them is very important. So first, I wanted to apologize and admit that I was wrong. And sometimes people just ask, you know, say I'm wrong and then walk away, but they don't really finish it. So I wanted to not only apologize and ask, Paul, do you forgive me?
John, first of all, nobody needs to apologize for anything on this show.
Okay. yeah, I just still felt bad about it. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, we all have moments where maybe we give into our flesh and, you know, there's definitely a different way I could have handled that. And I just wanted to call in to apologize for that. And, you know, thank you so much for everything that you do for our fans and the show. And I don't think, you know, in many ways, it's kind of like what SEC football is. You know, we're so passionate. We love it so much that sometimes it's almost to our detriment. And
well, John, you be well. Take care of yourself. Bam is up next in Alabama. Hello, Bam.
Happy days are here. How great thou art. How great thou art. How art thou, Sir Paul, today? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, I thought to celebrate birthdays tomorrow, and I ain't got...
Jay is up next in Mobile. Hello, Jay. Good afternoon.
Hey, roll tight, Paul. How's it going today?
Okay, thank you.
I'm looking forward to Saturday. I can't wait. Paul, you do such a good job managing this show. Sometimes it's like running a kinder care, ain't it?
Well, it has been today.
But I'm going to tell you something. None of your callers annoy me more than that JK. Oh, my God. Even worse than Jim. I would like to squeeze his head like popping a pimple. JK, get some new material. You probably can't even spell material. Anyway, talk about your team, Miami. What's your prediction on them, JK?
He doesn't talk about them anymore, Jay.
I know. It gets so old. Get some new material. Roll Tide, Paul.
Matt is up next as we improve the quality of your calls.
I want to talk to you about Texas A&M, but I have a favor to ask of you. My friend Daniel is going to be at the game with us. His dad and his dad's cousin. Can you tell him how to be confident when he calls the show? Please do that for me, brother, because he's still kind of a little scared. But this year for A&M, I believe we're going to be really good. And I got a question to ask if I want to ask you. What do you think Connor Wimbush's ceiling needs to be realistically to become a better quarterback even more this year to take that next step? And I don't think A&M is going 8-4 for recruiting and for points.
Well, I think what came out is that he needs more time. I think he was forced last year too often, and he made mistakes. Dan is in Louisiana. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul. Thank you. Paul, I want to call out Legend today. He was talking bad about Brian Kelly, said he didn't know what he was, what he was known for, anything like that. And then he said he hoped that Florida State kicked LSU's butt. Now, what kind of SEC fan is that? Or does he just hate LSU that much?
Dan, I think he hates anyone who has beaten his team. I think that's pretty easy to figure out. Darren is in Florida. Hello, Darren. Go right ahead. How about Chuck is in Florida? Hello, Chuck.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, how you doing? Hey, listen, I was telling your screener, you need to do away with the tie and put a referee uniform on. It looks like some days you need to wear something like that. Listen, as an ex-Nittany Lion, I got to congratulate you the way you handled all the conferences. I know it's really rough. It's an exciting time of year for everybody here. And the one thing I hear a lot on your show is a lot of folks in the SEC that continually bash Saban. You know, he's a legend. You know, I played for a legend. And I can tell you, you know, people just need to take pride in that, whether it's your team or in your conference. And I think people just need to look at that and say, you know, we're living in great times with great coaches and enjoy that.
Hey, Chuck, what era did you play in?
68, 69, 70, undefeated 2 years.
Wow, that was quite – so you were part of the team that got robbed after the Texas-Arkansas game, right?
That – good memory, yes. And I think there was a guy by the name of President Nixon that gave the national championship to another team. But,
that was my – of all the things that Joe Paterno has said I think that was maybe the funniest when I think he said later on after Nixon was impeached and resigned that he said he when he was talking about the him declaring that, he said it's too bad that he didn't know more about if he had known as much about Watergate as he had college football, he might still be president.
Exactly. That's exactly what he said. Great memory. That's good.
Hey, anyway, Chuck, I'll tell you a quick story on Paterno. I had a chance to meet him a couple of times, and he had a book that came out in the 90s that you may remember. And we had him on our show, which was really a big deal for us being a local show. And I wrote him a note thanking him for coming on. And he wrote me back, which was extraordinary, but you would understand this better than I would. Typical old school Joe Paterno, instead of using another piece of stationery, which I was hoping that maybe with Joe Paterno on, he wrote at the bottom of my note, "Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be on," and sent it right back to me.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's exactly right. Yep. You know, I can remember. I just remember the dinners at the end of the year at the Nittany Lion Inn, and he had one phrase, and he ended it every year, beat Navy, because that's who we always started with the next year. But, those were good times. And, I'm excited about the conferences. I don't know that I agree with the spillover from the West too far to the East, but it is what it is, and we're going to have to do the best with it.
Well, stay in touch, Chuck. I'd love to hear some paternal stories when you have more time. What's up? We're up against a break. We have a long way to go as we work our way through the afternoon. We head to Missouri later, and we're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are back, and welcome in. Let's go to Expired up next. Good afternoon, Expired.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, just wanted to say.
My heart started happy, flipping there.
I bet it did. You got to hear for that idiot anyway. Just wanted to wish everybody the happiest real opening day of football, which is today, because the SEC starts playing besides Vanderbilt. I know they played, but just wanted to wish everybody a happy day across the conference. Number two, I think it's very imperative for people when they call in today to tell everybody what they're going to eat tonight. Okay. And so, Paul, I wanted to let you know in honor of AC, since we're fat Americans, I wanted to let you know what I'm eat tonight. Okay. It's going to be two. First of all, I'm going to get naked. Okay, and I'm going to borrow some Tidy Whiteys from AC.
Okay.
I'm going to put them on. Okay, I'm going to sit in my chair. I'm going to have two chili cheese dogs, AC, okay, with extra mayo. Okay, and then I'm going to have me some French fries with cheese all over that, some chili all over that, AC. And then I'm going to have me six of the most fattening, heavy beers I can find, and I'm going to wash it down with a milkshake from Whataburger. Okay, which is the greatest place in the world. And then I'm going to wrap myself, Paul, in my American flag blanket. I just wanted to wish everybody, especially you, Paul, a great day. Let's get fat like fat Americans in honor of AC. And thank God we don't live in Bangladesh.
Darren is up next. Hello, Darren.
Hi, Paul. Please. Don't take any of this because it's not aimed at you. I've tried to talk common sense every time I've called. So now I'm just going to be like a lot of the other folks and just kind of throw it out there and upset people. Maybe that'll get me higher up on the list when I call in. This dude from Bangladesh, he's not from Bangladesh. And if he is, he must be a sad dude to be calling over here to your show. No disrespect to the show. But my main thing is, who cares about Tennessee? Who cares about Georgia? Who cares about anybody? LSU, Alabama will win the West, and whoever's in the East, I have my opinion on that, but I'm not even going to bring it up. We'll find out in the SEC championship game who moves on from there. But, you know, there's so many people on here that talk so much crap. They don't realize how, you know, Alabama is the forefront of college football and always has been and always will be. I don't care if Saban's there. Yeah, Bear was there. Bless him. You know, I can remember when, you know, Tennessee beat us for I don't know how many years on the trot, and Auburn beat us. You didn't hear Alabama fans carrying on like this. Well, I didn't. I mean, I was in the Navy for 16 years, and I had to go every year for 3rd October, 3rd Saturday in October to my good friend, my service brother, and sit at his house with all his Tennessee brothers and sisters in his house and watch Alabama get, you know, slotted. But I had no animosity. But these people, you know, it's kind of like one-hit wonders as far as I'm concerned. LSU, they've had some recent success. I mean, Georgia's had recent success. But can't none of them stack up to Alabama. And Paul, I wish y'all would give my phone number to any of these idiots to call up and try to dispute or want to rebuttal with me, because I'd love to talk to them. And
I will do that. Thank you very much. Judd is up next in Key West. So hello, Judd.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Good. Here's my comment and then a quick question for you. And the comment is, you know, I'm an Alabama fan, always have been, but I realize the torch has been passed right now to Georgia. My question is, we knew Kirby was going to leave and eventually get that Georgia job. And usually the first person that a head coach hires is their strength coach. Don't you think it was a big loss for Alabama not only to lose Kirby, but to lose Scotty Cochran as their strength coach? Because since those guys have gone, Alabama hasn't been the same. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, I think it was a bigger loss for Alabama than a gain, because he initially went there as a special teams coach, and then he took some time off. So I don't think the impact has been as dramatic for Georgia, but I do think him leaving Alabama has affected the program. And they've gotten far more high-tech and scientific since he left. They still have the trainer who's been there, Alan, for almost for the entire tenure of Nick Saban. But I do think Scott Cochran was an intangible at the University of Alabama. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. J.C. is up next. Good afternoon.
As Paul, I go by the name of Jim normally, but I didn't want to be associated with Jim from Tuscaloosa, so I thought I'd use J.C. I want to tell you first that I was raised in Memphis. I left there before you were born. I love talking to you about the way Memphis used to be. It's not the same anymore. But I wanted to, about 3 weeks ago, John called, and he said the first time I ever got through and talked with you, he peed on himself, and I was going to tell him, when you get my age, you don't have to get excited to do that. But anyway, I think the game tonight, I think Florida's going to surprise some people. They're going to be a little better, especially if Rising don't play. And Billy Napier, I followed him for a long time, and he's good at Louisiana, and he's not going to have he don't have Richardson, but he's still going to have a better team every year, I believe, just like Florida State. I think since Mike Norvell went there, they're going to eventually be back and running. I want to tell you, at Memphis State in 1956, four of us from New Albany, Mississippi, that's where I moved to Memphis, went up for football tryouts. And I clocked the fastest anybody ever clocked on the 40 back then, 4.2. And at 87 years old, on a good day, I can still do 4.2, 44 minutes and 2 seconds. I've tried it. But
that's great.
About saving just comes across. I'm an Alabama fan, but I'm a coach's fan. I guess I come from old age. But he comes across as the way he treats some of the media. I don't really watch it. But I had a niece that was a guidance counselor for 35 years in Forest, Mississippi. And maybe I shouldn't have said the name of that. But he was recruiting a boy down there. And I can't use on TV the words she said about it. But she said he was like he had the little man syndrome. He could be so ugly to people that are sincere in their questions and all. And and it makes me not like Saban yet. I like Alabama. I like a good football game. I think Hugh Freeze is going to surprise some people at Arkansas. And looking forward to the game tonight. And I've tried so many times to get through. I'd love to talk with you off the air about how Memphis was. I'm 19 years or 20 years older than you. So,
well, JC, I'd love to hear, because, I did enjoy growing up there, but I am troubled by a lot of what is going on there right now. Hey, we'll talk soon. Thank you very, very much for the call. We are late for a break, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
CB is in Tuscaloosa. Hello, CB.
How you doing, Paul? Long time no talk to. Glad to hear you. Brother Saban, of course, he don't play quarterbacks. He don't give them no playing time. The backups. Of course, I mean, his record speaks for itself. Wonder how many he'll run off or get mad or pull this year's over.
Well, I think that's one reason, CB, why he's being careful. He's got a young five-star in Ty Simpson that the big things are expected of, and I don't think he wants to get him too disillusioned early, and I think that's one of the key reasons he didn't want to chart the quarterbacks the other day. And I don't know. I think you'll see at least two. You may even see three, depending on the way the game is going. You won't see any. You can't play more than – you really can't play more than two quarterbacks. What he has to establish is who is his alternative to Jalen Milroe.
That's right. And they got a freshman there can play. Of course, you say he can't play them all.
Yeah, no, he's they really like the freshman. And – I don't think you're going to see much more of him, even though everybody's talking about it. You just can't go that deep into the chart unless you're having a complete meltdown.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Glad to talk to you, Paul. Take care.
Thank you, CB. You be well. You take care of yourself. Dog Leg is up next.
Paul, how you doing?
Okay, Dog Leg.
Good. A couple things. You had a call yesterday about wondering why top recruits are not developed and wonder why they don't stay around. I want to point out the differences of assistant coaches. If you look at the assistant coaches at the University of Georgia, they are the top paid, they are the top performing, and they are the top recruiters. That's where you're getting your development of these players, and that's why these players are staying, and that's why these assistant coaches are staying, because they like winners. The other thing is, these people that are really talking about their teams really doing so good, going undefeated, and they don't have this development going on. Biden is trying to limit the number of beers you can have per week to two. So, Larry, some of these other people are really in trouble, don't you think?
I haven't heard that, but I'm troubled by it as well. Hey, thank you for the call. Ed is in Knoxville. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
I want to update you about Leonard's Losers. Somebody called in and said they wanted it on the air again. It is on the air. There's a name, a gentleman by the name of George Yardley that owns the rights to it in East Tennessee. He's the public address announcer for the Tennessee Smokies, the AA
okay.
Cubs team.
Sure.
And you can Google that thing, and he'll be on tomorrow, most likely, with Leonard's Losers.
Oh, I didn't. So what he is doing is just recreating what Leonard Posterio used to do?
That's correct.
Okay.
He has a podcast, or it's on a small radio
okay.
station.
That's fine.
You should have him on someday.
Well, that's a good idea because I grew up like a lot of you listening to Leonard, and it was one of the highlights of Saturday morning hearing his predictions.
That's correct, and of course everybody's talked about Alabama and Georgia and LSU. Don't underrate Tennessee because they may whack somebody before this year is over.
Wade, thank you. We'll have a lot on Tennessee tomorrow afternoon when we are in Tennessee doing our program. We'll take a break here. A lot more to do. We'll talk about the CFP, what happened yesterday in Dallas, and head to Missouri later in the show. Talk to Coach Strink.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.